At least seven police officers in the American city of Baltimore have been injured in violent clashes after the funeral of a black man who died in police custody. Joining us now is our correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, this is about 23-year-old Freddie Gray. What happened to him?
That is correct. Well, actually, everybody in Baltimore and elsewhere in the United States would love to know, Kim, what happened to him. He was arrested after he ran after seeing police on the streets of Baltimore. They weren't in any regard looking for him, but after he started running, they chased after him and apprehended him, took him into custody in the back of a police van. And by the time he got out of that police van, he was suffering from unexplained spinal injuries that later led to his death. Now, there's a massive inquiry underway in Baltimore about what exactly took place in that police van, obviously behind closed doors, that could possibly have led to the death of Freddie Gray, who was buried in Baltimore just a few hours ago. And now we're seeing these images in the city, at least in one section of it, near a shopping center in Baltimore, of groups of protesters taking to the streets, pelting police with stones, bricks and bottles, and already causing some injuries. As you said, at least seven police officers injured, and one of them reported to be, as the police put it, unresponsive. So a situation that is suddenly galvanizing the attention of the nation, much in the way as previous situations in places like Ferguson, Missouri have done over the past few months.
I think I saw his twin sister calling for calm in the wake of his death, but that clearly hasn't done much good.
No, they did call for calm, the family, and indeed just in the last few minutes, community leaders have again urged the protesters to get off the streets. Earlier in the day, rival gangs in Baltimore, and the city of Baltimore is just about 40 minutes north of where we are here in Washington, D.C. It is a fairly gritty urban situation in Baltimore where there are rival gangs. They had threatened to unite and come out onto the streets in what they said would be an attempt to take out police officers. It's not clear whether we're seeing that play out on the streets of Baltimore. Some suggest that these protests were begun by some teenagers milling around a shopping center who suddenly decided to confront police just within the last half an hour or so. But certainly this is a developing violent standoff that has resulted in a National Guard helicopter being deployed over the scene and grave concern, of course, as night begins to fall here of the possibility of the violence intensifying and the kinds of scenes that we witnessed in Ferguson, Missouri, being seen much, much closer to the American capital.
So there's a car on fire, there's shops being looted, particularly a pharmacy. Anything else?
That's what we've seen so far, and also this report of at least one police officer being unresponsive, which of course could indicate that he's been knocked out or perhaps more seriously injured. Some talk of other police officers suffering broken bones as a result of this, and we witnessed some looting taking place. Many shops in Baltimore had decided to stay closed for the day because they were very worried about exactly this kind of possibility in the aftermath of Freddie Gray's funeral, and this of course is a huge test now for the policing authorities and the political authorities in Baltimore, including the city's African-American mayor, who on the one hand say they really want to get to the bottom of what happened to Freddie Gray, but on the other hand now have another fairly major policing issue to deal with on the city's streets.
Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks reporting there.